It is time for the Tuesday Book Club, as we tend to do around about this time every Tuesday. I'm being joined by Andrew Popple. He's the host of Final Draft, 2SER's own program dedicated to writing, to books, and to the people who make them. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, last week we pre-warned people that we were talking about Holly Throsby's novel.
Today we're talking about Holly Throsby's debut novel, Goodwood.
Yes, Goodwood, that's right. A little slice of Australiana you described it as last time.
It's a fantastic Australian novel. Goodwood is set in the town of Goodwood. It's an old timber town with the fading slogan, Goodwood's good for wood. It's 1992. And life in Goodwood is idyllic in a way that evokes phrases like the good old days. But this is not some pastoral reminiscence, as Throsby establishes with her opening line. Goodwood was a peaceful town before the tragedies. So within the town, two people go missing in quick succession, and the book concerns itself with the impact of tragedy and the fear of violence on a community, and remembering that this was the time of the discovery of the bodies in Belanglo State Forest, so the first two bodies that were discovered, and the emerging horror of the backpacker murders. And these are events that Throsby actually invokes throughout Goodwood. Goodwood's a town that's really not that far from Belanglo. Throsby's narrator is Jean Brown. She's 17 and in that liminal zone between the end of high school and the start of who knows what in the small town of Goodwood, which does not seem to be booming with prospects. So the first person to go missing is Rosie White. She's 19, she's cool and enigmatic, and Jean observes Rosie from afar, hoping for some drops of attention. Rosie sort of works behind the counter at the local fast food sort of fry up, but still manages to maintain that sort of cool distance. A week later, Bart McDonald disappears while fishing, and Bart is the nicest man in town. He's got time for everybody, and his loss rocks the community. Goodwood plays like a mystery. There's a local copper and a host of snooping neighbours, but this is no Miss Marple nor a Blue Heeler's Heartbeat type pastoral police procedural. Say that really fast. I feel like Google Blue Heelers and Heartbeat if you're not my parents or people that love that sort of show. Jean's perspectives, so this is all given to us through Jean. Jean's perspectives offer to us a sense of how tenuous the threads of community really are. And they pick away at that veneer of nicety of a close-knit community. Her mum had previously left the town, then returned to Goodwood more out of necessity than choice. And you feel through Jean the constant pull of the world beyond the town's borders, that nice, cozy community. Within the town, Jean discovers relationships that are less than their polite facades. Goodwood plays with contemporary discussions of violence and culture, juxtaposing them with the not yet, you know, outmoded ways of thinking about what happens behind closed doors. The book takes its time establishing the town and its habits, and that's as it should be, because we really need to understand, if not care, about these people for the unfolding tragedy to work. Throsby has an engaging knack for rhetorical foreshadowing that gives each episode in the book the feeling of a vignette before drawing us back then into the main story. There are elements, I guess I'd have to say, I would like to have seen more fleshed out. Jean is an accomplished observer, but at times, I really just felt like she was simply that, our fly on the wall inside the town of Goodwood. Her story becomes the most interesting to us, or at least it did for me, because she's our eyes and our ears. And I really would have liked just a little bit more of her, a little bit more of her in the story. But look, Holly Throsby's Goodwood, it's an accomplished debut. And look, it's got summer Christmas read written all over it. It's summer in Australia, this book.
Okay.
Mate, without the disappearances and,
We don't need those just yet.
Just yet.
Look, I always get a bit nervous when someone who you know from a different kind of artistic medium starts getting into books, or the other way around, but it sounds like she's actually done a really quite decent shift.
I think, like a lot of great storytellers, they are perhaps storytellers first, and then they find a medium. And when they explore another medium, it's really just an expansion of that idea of being a storyteller.
Just chronic overachievers. No, I mean, there's always that option.
There is that too. But, I mean, I listened back to a bunch of Holly's tracks that I loved when I was in my 20s, when they came out, and I was just like, yeah, she's just an amazing storyteller. She has a way of evoking life. And I see Goodwood as just an extension of that. Maybe long form. We don't get surprised when, you know, short form journalists go to long form. This is just a different way of writing.
That's a very good way of putting it. Well, I'm excited to read it, and I think it should go on everyone's summer reading list by the sounds of it.
It's almost definitely.
Good description of it. A little more final draft for people who are interested. Where can they grab that?
Final draft, every Saturday, 10 a.m. You can, you know, probably even catch a conversation if you go to 2SER.com with Holly.
Ooh.
Yeah, discussing Goodwood.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andrew. And more importantly, if people want to read along next week, what are we going to be chatting about?
Nick, I'm going to indulge you.
Oh, please.
Because I'm a friend. I know this is something you're excited about. It's something that you and I have both been waiting for all year. It's finally hit the shelves.
I feel like we need a drum roll here.
Ben Aaronovich's The Hanging Trees.
Yes, finally.
The next in the Peter Grant story. We've got coppers and magic in London. And I can't wait to talk about this.
I'm super excited. I was so worried it wasn't going to get pushed back until next year because it did slip a couple of days, I think, here and there. I'm glad it's out. I can't wait to talk about it.
Just a little bit more magic in your Christmas. And we're going to tell everyone. So I think there's a lot of fans out there. Tune in.
Tune in. Absolutely. This time next Tuesday. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Always a pleasure.